Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middleman, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books.
Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter 2323. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter 2323 to save an extra 15%. That's BOUQS.com. Books.com.
You're listening to Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago.
This hour is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall.
Jonah Carey.
Great to see you.
Me too. I don't know who you are, but it's great to see you.
CBS Sports and the Jonah Carey Podcast.
He's thrown his pillow, he's thrown his nightcap, and Yuppie's been thrown out of the ball game.
Tim Raines, enthusiast.
Tim Raines, yeah! Welcome to the Hall of Fame. Tim was rock solid playing.
Is that right?
Jonah Carey with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
You can find him on Twitter at Jonah Carey. You read him at CBSSports.com. He's with us now on the Bernstein and McKnight Show talking.
He will be with us on the Bernstein and McKnight Show in just a moment
guess. We will look forward to that.
We are efforting Jonah Carey. One of the things I think will be interesting to watch in this series, Dan, and you mentioned kind of earlier when we had Len Casper and Jason Benetti here on the show around the 9:30 mark, where both of them just needed to. They need to work some things out, I think, the two of them. You know, there's a relationship there, very clearly, but won't they? It's a pining, romantic, and yet somewhat strained relationship.
Or we end up with some sort of Dickensian reveal at the end where he actually is his father.
Long lost related.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, something I could see in there that there was a codicil in the will that he was taken away to an orphanage.
They're tossed in a tempest, and only through the trials do they find out their mutual respect and relationship to each other.
There's something there.
Yeah, I could see it. I could absolutely see it. I do wish, you know, Len mentioned that he kind of wished Jose Quintana was pitching in this series. I do too. And if I remember right, check me if I'm wrong, but if I remember right, Jose Quintana did not get to pitch in this series last year either. In fact, he started, I think, the day before this one started and hasn't been able to partake yet. I wouldn't mind seeing that at all. It would make me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
But there's still something about Jose Quintana, as consistent as he is, when I still see that fastball riding in at 90 to 91, there are some days where it just looks like he's going to get clobbered.
He's got to in on right-handers.
Yeah, and yet if his location is what it needs to be, he often doesn't. Jonah Carey is with us now on Sports Radio 670, and happy Cubs Sox to you, Jonah. It's always the start of a civic holiday when this begins on a weekend here.
Yeah, it should be very exciting. I mean, obviously the Sox are not at the same level as the Cubs, but they do have some young talent, and it should be fun to watch.
Yeah, you know, we've seen some of that young talent in the minor leagues for the White Sox. A lot of pieces this last week about really just about Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease and Matt Rose and just all the kids that they brought over for Jose Quintana and otherwise. Is anything changing in your perspective of that system this early on? I mean, I know we haven't played a whole lot of minor league baseball yet, but a lot of people had this one ranked as one of the top systems in the game.
No, I'm inclined to agree. I mean, Jimenez has been excellent this season. Of course, he's absolutely raking, hitting well over 300 with power, and yeah, there's depth of the talent, certainly. I think it's just a question of the arrival time. You know, people are obviously on edge, and, you know, this rebuild is great, but you kind of want to hurry it up. People see what the Cubs did, what the Astros did, and they say, well, where's ours? You know, when is that going to happen? And so I think that's the issue. But, you know, ultimately, these things don't play out right away, obviously, and over time, it should work in the White Sox favor. So maybe it's not this year, maybe it's not next year, but eventually the pieces should start to fall into place.
the too easy comp is the direct one, is saying that it worked for the Cubs and the Sox are trying something similar, and with the teams juxtaposed here, sort of the lazy thing to do might be to make one about the other. But I look at the NL East, and this, we brought this up earlier, look at Philadelphia 22-15, a half a game behind Atlanta at 22-14, and absolutely destroying people. And I asked this question, the sort of Joe Sheehan type question here: how many bad teams have won 8 consecutive road games? And is that an indicator that the Braves are ahead of schedule? And how can the performance of the Braves and the Phillies inform what we say about the Sox, maybe more than what the Cubs did?
No, I think it's a fair point that the rebuild, you never know when it's going to come to fruition. I think the Astros are a good example, too. In 2015, they had improved a little in 14, but they were still a miserable team. But eventually the light goes on. And the thing about young players is, you just don't know. I mean, sometimes it happens right away. Sometimes it never happens. Sometimes it takes longer. But, you know, if it can happen quickly, it's within the realm of possibility. The average peak age of a major league player now is younger than it's ever been. We're talking more like 24, 25 than 28, 29. And so, yeah, guys can come up and contribute right away. And in the case of the Braves, they've got the 3 youngest players in Major League Baseball all on the major league roster right now. In Acuna, Albies, and Soroka. I mean, that's very impressive and, you know, speaks to the depth of talent. And guys like that, if they're going to succeed right away, yeah, of course it expedites the process. So the White Sox have the volume of prospects to become good. It's just a matter of, number one, will they? And number two, how quickly will they? So it's possible. I mean, the Braves and the Phillies have certainly proven that it's possible. I would say you can't depend on it. You can't say, well, wow, the White Sox should definitely be considered contenders in 2019. I still view the Braves and Phillies as outliers. And I like the Phillies, because the Phillies actually spent money in the offseason, went out and got veterans in addition to the young guys. I still don't think the Braves are going to be an over 500 team this year. I think they'll fall back a little.
So in talking about the younger players in the big leagues right now, that the average age has shifted and down, Dan and I were talking a little bit earlier in the show about Eloy Jimenez and just kind of wondering out loud whether they'd skip AAA for him. Less about Eloy than players in general, and really about organizations in general. Have you felt any shift about how teams view the minor league ranks going from maybe that AA to major league jump because we're seeing younger and younger players throughout the game? Or are they, by and large, still using AAA as a step for even a kid that's 21, 22 and torn up AA?
No, I think that changed a few years ago, to be honest. AAA is really the minion of guys, your number 6 starter, your veteran 28-year-old who's, you know, sitting and waiting, your Kyle Loge equivalent who's kind of, okay, we got him, we got to stash him somewhere. So I think that's more the case in today's game, and really, this has got to be at least 5 or 10 years if that's the case. So I think you can make the jump from AA. And honestly, I think we're even getting to the point where we need to be having a discussion one level lower. I'll give you another prospect, is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I mean, he's absolutely been destroying in the minors. Hitting for power, yeah, but, you know, hitting in the 350s and walking more than he's striking out. And he was doing that at high A ball. And at the beginning of the season, the Jays said, well, I mean, he's only played this long at A ball, let alone AA or AAA. We have to send him back. I mean, had they called him up this year, he would have been the 2nd best player of the Blue Jays, behind Josh Donaldson. Right away, he would have been. I mean, there's no denying it. You know, maybe it's service time, maybe it's, well, we want to have a finished product or whatever. But I think the temptation is going to be there more and more, especially for the super prospects, to bring them up earlier. Yeah, never mind AAA. I mean, maybe you'll forego AA or just go to AA for a cup of coffee and then make the big leagues because you get nothing left to prove.
Joan, I'm with you on this, but I know the pushback that I've heard from either it be, you know, front office types or whatever is that, well, you need to see that AAA pitcher who's been up and down in the big leagues, who knows how to, you know, game you a little bit in at bat to at bat. You got to see what it's like to be out thought by somebody else on the mound who might not have the talent. I get the sense that you're not essentially buying that. I don't necessarily buy it on myself.
Well, I mean, I understand that point of view, but I think that the, you know, young prospect who throws 97 and hasn't quite figured everything out in the world versus the, you know, fringe guy, the number 26 man on the roster, I'll still take the AA kid. So it's a different type of competition that you're facing, possibly, but I think that there's something to be said for just talent winning out. I would also add, it's okay to learn at the big league level. You know, the danger that teams don't want is they don't want to call a guy up and he's a monster prospect and he struggles, because what do? If you send him back down, does it shake his confidence? Do you leave him festering on the roster, hitting a buck 90? That's kind of the main issue. But I think that it's okay to learn on the job. It's okay to bring a guy out. Mike Trout, in his first go-round in the big leagues in 2011, he wasn't very good. He was instantly a superstar the next season, but, you know, his initial cup of coffee was only so-so. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I think you can take your lumps in the big leagues just as much as you can take it in AAA. But, again, wasted service time and all that stuff. I am sensitive to those issues. I think that you have to balance all of it. And again, if you're a prospect on the level of, let's say, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., him taking his lumps might be like an 800 OPS. I mean, he's just that good. He might be still a pretty good player, even when he hasn't figured it out.
We are talking with Jonah Carey, baseball writer for columnist, also for CBSSports.com. One thing we discussed at length yesterday after our conversation with Theo Epstein about rental players and premiums was the market for Manny Machado. And on the one hand, you could say, well, if you wait until the deadline, you create all of this sense of urgency and teams are going to fall all over each other bidding. But the countervailing forces there are the fact that with every game he plays for the Orioles, that's a game less than you get if you trade for him. So that would diminish the perception of the value. And as more teams start to declare themselves sellers, you could have a market glutted where people say, look, I might have a better value than somebody who's going to test free agency anyway. How do you see those vectors all playing out when it comes to his market in a little while?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that it's the Orioles. So, I mean, I know what you're saying, but we almost have to throw all that out and just say it's the Orioles. The Angelos family is so, so conservative in how they play things. They don't go outside the organization to sign big-ticket free agents ever. They don't make blockbuster trades. I mean, you got to go back to the Eric Bedard trade. That probably is the last big one that they've made. They don't do that stuff. They're not like that. And so all the buzz coming out of Baltimore all season has been they're not necessarily going to trade Machado, which is insane because they're not going to win anything this year. And, yeah, compensatory draft picks are nice, but you can probably get more in prospects in July. I don't know. I think there's the one team that's so hard to read and illogical that you can't say, well, you know, we're trying to game it out. Oh, should he be traded by Memorial Day? Will he be traded at all? I mean, or will he at least be traded by July 31st or even August 31st? These elemental questions come into play because this team is not necessarily well run, and there's a power struggle going on. Dan Duquette seems like he's lost influence there, even though he's, you know, a very capable baseball man. So yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I think that there's a whole case to be made. You trade him early, you enter the market now. Sure, that all makes sense. I just think that real life and particularly stubborn people are getting in the way.
So, Jonah, one of your latest columns on Sportsnet.ca has to do with an interesting term, an interesting stat. I wonder if you can kind of whiteboard this for us a little bit and tell us how it plays into the Cubs so far this year. It is, unfortunately, a broadcaster's nightmare along the lines of bulging disc. It is cluster luck. Help define cluster luck for us a little bit, will you?
Cluster luck with an L is the simple concept of this. We know that hits equal runs, right? So if you're hitting, you want to get a lot of hits, and if you're pitching, you want to avoid giving up hits. But it's when you give up those hits and when you accumulate those hits on offense that really plays almost as much, because if you put up six hits in one inning, that might be five runs. If you do it six hits across a game, you're getting a zero, you know? So it's just a different kind of story. Well, over the long haul, there's no evidence that either pitchers or hitters can control that. It's not a skill. It's just one of those things that happens. You put up a big inning or you prevent a big inning. So if a team is doing a lot of this, is clustering hits together on offense and scattering them while pitching, they've been lucky. I mean, that over time, and you can use whatever word you like if you don't like lucky, but the bottom line is that over time, that should even out and go back to the league average. So if you're looking for aberrant performances on the upside or the downside, you're looking at that stuff. Same idea as if a team is hitting like 325 with runners in scoring position or 172. That's not going to last. So when we look at the cluster luck standings, and the reason I wrote it for Sportsnet.ca in particular is because the Blue Jays by far have been the luckiest team in the majors by that metric. In other words, yeah, they're getting a lot of hits. They're very good offense, but man, they're just piling it on in these big innings, and that's leading to these unusual circumstances where they're playing better than you would expect. Same thing on the pitching side. Their pitching is so-so, but it plays up a little bit because they'll give up 10 runs, but maybe it's only 10 hits rather, but maybe it's only 2 runs in that game because they've avoided the big inning.
I would love to see what the 2016 World Champion Cubs were in that, because with everything that they did to induce soft contact, so many things happened. They were one of the great fielding teams of all time, incredible defensive number, that I would have to imagine just intuitively that their cluster luck had to be off the charts.
Well, but the thing is, the good fielding and soft contact and all that stuff that's all fine. Why does it all have to occur in the sixth inning or whatever? If you're doing it consistently over the course of the game, then you're not going to show up high on the cluster luck rankings or whatever. Those are skills. You know, all we're talking about is the ability to put together big innings or prevent big innings. And again, all that has to do is what is the timing of the hits. That if you're facing another team and you happen to give up seven hits in one inning, as opposed to, you know, those seven hits are scattered. That's literally it. So I don't remember. I mean, I wrote about the Cubs extensively that year, obviously. I don't remember what their cluster luck ranking was specifically. But again, it's really just a timing issue, not a skill issue. The Cubs were a great team that year, and maybe they were aided a little bit by that thing, but soft contact and good defense and all that stuff that you mentioned, that wouldn't necessarily save a big inning. It would just prevent run scoring in general.
I want to say this was Len Casper talking about this with JD on the broadcast, and they were talking about stats that correlate to victory. And we know that a quality start, right, six or more innings, three or fewer earned runs, gives a team around a 70% likelihood of winning. And even better than that was having hit a three-run home run. You know, it gets back to the Earl Weaver logic, and maybe he didn't have the numbers in front of him, but Earl Weaver was right. If you hit a three-run home run in a game, that's an even higher correlation with win likelihood.
Well, I mean, it makes sense because that's occurring at one time. A three-run home run does not preclude more runs over the course of the first six innings, as opposed to the quality start where you're saying three total, you know, over the course of six innings is how to play. So that makes sense. I think what Weaver was talking about, though, was not only power, and obviously you guys know this, getting on base, right? The whole point of the three-run home run is that there were two other guys on base at the time, so that requires, you know, good batting eye, the ability to go to the opposite field, what have you, the ability to scratch and put all your way on. So the teams that are succeeding the best right now, you mentioned Atlanta, yeah, they've got guys that are hitting for power, but there's just a lot of singles and walks and doubles in that lineup, too. That, you know, guys like Albies, guys, Freddie Freeman, of course, all these defensive players, Nick Markakis having a huge year, they are collectively doing a bunch of things. So instead of it being, all right, we've got one scary guy in our lineup and nobody can get on base, if you've got an attack where six, seven, eight guys can come at you, you're going to hit a bunch of three-run homers because you're going to hit homers anyway, and now you've got guys on base.
Jonah, appreciate it as always. Great talking to you. I think it's worth pointing out as we let you go here how careful we all three of us were in saying cluster luck.
Cluster luck. And before we let you go, real quick, Jonah, what is Rafael Palmeiro trying to accomplish?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to help him get into the Hall of Fame. So some people just like playing baseball. Satchel Paige played into his 60s. Maybe Rafael Palmeiro is the new Satchel Paige.
Jonah, thanks.
Thanks, fellas.
Jonah Carey, brought to you by Fogo de Chão. Celebrate dad, your grad, or those closest to you with the fresh flavors of weekend Brazilian brunch. Now at Fogo de Chão in Chicago, Rosemont, and Naperville. The skies have opened up a bit, despite the fact that it actually got lighter.
A little bit of rain.
It actually coincided with some sprinkles here at Wrigley Field. So
it's not bad.
Nah.
That's not bad. You're fine.
I think they'll be okay. I think it could end up being a long afternoon.
Yeah, it's possible.
Because of things popping up here and there. But I do think that one way or another, this game is going to be...
I thought you meant walks. Not just walks.
That too. Tyler Chatwood, meet Carson Fulmer.
I'm just saying walks lengthen ball games, and Major League Baseball doesn't seem to want to outlaw walking at all. They do want to seem to change everything else about the game, but not the walking so much.
Yeah, you were saying that too. I said, you know, you're going up against Carson Fulmer, the way the White Sox bullpen is underperforming. You just want to take a bunch of pitches, run up his pitch count, and wait to get into some of those mid and low leverage arms.
Yeah, it's like the mid-2000s again. You know, it's like the baseball that I was a teenager watching, because you could get into a bullpen and feast and ruin a series, but not anymore, because everybody breathes fire out of those bullpens, and you get a lot more better arms in there than now, or than you used to.
A great text earlier that was hearing the Dixieland band, hearing the clarinet in the background, and said, it sounds like we were broadcasting from the Mos Eisley Cantina.
No droids.
No, and it's been, and oddly enough, I also have the death penalty on 12 systems.
Really?
I do.
Yep. It doesn't like you. I don't like you either.
You'll be dead.
This little one's not worth the trouble.
That is Connor McKnight. I'm Dan Bernstein. And, you know, it's. I don't want to get to the end of the week having not touched on things. I don't know what's on your list, but we always end up with more stuff to talk about. A lot of people weighing in on the Jim Cott radical plan to just say, hey, 7 is the new 9.
Well, that's cool.
7 inning games.
I didn't think that would be met with the kind of conversation that it's met with. But that's really awesome that it has been. That's the point.
A lot of it is just sort of reflexive pushback. And some of it is actually really thoughtful stuff. For those who say, it's not going to happen, it's not. Is that the point of whether or not it is actually going to happen? It's when we consider the ramifications of what that kind of alteration might do. There's a lot of really good thoughts here.
It was like our guy, was it Brad in Bolingbrook, who called up, and that he had a very reasoned and specific point that seven innings won't work. Those are the kind of points that are worth making, because out of those points seems to grow a larger discussion about what may or may not be needed for baseball as baseball continues.
And roster construction being a function of what's happened to the game that we have to give more consideration to as well, about having all of those pitchers and what it means to have all those pitchers. And when you have a bullpen full of high-leverage pitchers, it changes what a manager can do. And I think that's had an effect on the quality, the aesthetics of baseball that we're watching right now. The Bernstein and McKnight Show, will get to all of this and more. We're here until 12:45 on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers and the award-winning Hyundai lineup of cars and SUVs.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Keep your car on the road with quality parts and Napa know-how. The New Orleans Pelicans made the playoffs this season. In fact, they upset the Portland Trailblazers in the first round before being buried by a barrage of three-point shots by the Golden State Warriors. It's worth noting, really worth noting, that the Pelicans made it to the NBA's Elite Eight without DeMarcus Cousins. The Pelicans were 27-22 when Cousins ruptured an Achilles tendon. They went 21-12 without him and beat the Blazers. Cousins is a free agent. You can bet he's going to want a max contract. If the Pelicans are smart, they let him walk. Cousins always has great numbers. So does Carmelo Anthony. Cousins is Anthony Light. He doesn't play defense and has never played in a playoff game in 8 seasons. The Pelicans have Anthony Davis. Excellent players. Winners will run to New Orleans to play with him. Let Boogie Boogie ride out of town. I'm John Feinstein.
Ignite what's inside you. From building muscle to finding the best multis, get the highest quality solutions and supplements in the industry. Now buy two, get one free for a limited time at GNC. Mix and match protein, snacks, and pre-workouts. Or save on vitamins, probiotics, and fish oil. Buy two, get one free. Our premium GNC brand products go through up to 150 quality checks, so you can crush your goals with science-backed support. Hurry, buy two, get one free, end soon. GNC, live well.
I'm Tiffany Haddish, and I use Groupon so much, they made me the spokesperson. Using Groupon is easy. Just save with the Groupon app on your phone. There's nothing to print out, which is great because I'm the type that if I can save on it, I'll do it. Paint class? Yes. French cooking class? Oui, oui. Brazilian steakhouse? Let's get the meat sweats. Hot yoga? Love it. The only thing I won't do is pay full price for what I do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. When it comes to business lending, we're all about finding solutions. I'm here with Brian Vanderwall of Vanderwall & Associates. We help Brian secure long-term SBA financing for both real estate and operating capital.
The Byline Small Business Capital team was able to provide me the opportunity to be more creative and branch out into more markets because I had the proper financing mechanism. Instead of looking at our assets as a service business, the Byline Small Business Capital team looked at our cash flow, looked at our projections, and really saw the need to grow. I think the decision-making process was quite amazing how fast it happened. They asked for all the right information of a small business, analyzed it quickly, had the leadership to make quick decisions, and that's not typical for a lender.
Byline Bank, we make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
Alaska and Hawaii. He's pitching coffee.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call the most honest lender I know, Team Hochberg. Meet Mary. Mary's bank approved her to purchase a $150,000 home, but she found a nicer and slightly more expensive home. So Mary called her bank to see if she could secure a loan for the nicer and slightly more expensive home, but she was rejected. So she called Team Hochberg, which she should have done in the first place. An experienced and knowledgeable Team Hochberg mortgage professional structured Mary's loan so she could purchase the nicer and slightly more expensive home. So when purchasing a home, you can either contact your bank and receive terribly inaccurate information, or you can contact Team Hochberg and allow them to structure your loan like they structured Mary's loan so you can purchase a nicer and slightly more expensive home. If you're purchasing a home, call Team Hochberg at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS 191. From a reputable attorney, send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middleman, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books.
Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter 2323. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter 2323 to save an extra 15%. That's BOUQS.com. Books.com.
April showers bring May flowers and baseball season, but also flooded basements? When flood disaster strikes, contact Aloha Restoration to get bone dry in no time. Unlike other restoration services, Aloha is full service and restores your home to pre-disaster condition with you from start to finish. Aloha Restoration is a proud part of the Lake County community and honorable mention winners of the Better Business Bureau 2017 Torch Award for Ethics. Aloha repairs all mold, fire, and water damage in Barrington, Schaumburg, Mundelein, Gurnee, Grays Lake, and all of Lake County. Visit AlohaRestores.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation. Except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
What does your morning sound like?
Morning, Al.
Next stop, 32nd Street.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Hi, can I get an Egg McMuffin, please?
Here's to making your morning routine a little better with a delicious breakfast from McDonald's.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh, yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Oh, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
On Friday, May 18th, join the Score's Mully and Hanley at the Dunkin' Donuts at 1519 West Madison Avenue in Chicago from 5 to 9 a.m. for the 16th annual Cop on a Rooftop event. Stop by the broadcast as we help raise awareness and donations for Special Olympics Illinois.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Bernstein and McKnight from Gallagher Way, brought to you by BioFreeze, fast-acting pain relief and official partner of the Cubs. This segment brought to you by Continental Motors. Searching for a Maserati Levante? Sure. Search ContinentalMaserati.com for the Continental difference. And look who's here. He is working the game today. He's fully credentialed and fully bundled. He is Matt
fully
Spiegel.
Fully clothed as well.
I do have a full-length raincoat on, and I'm glad that I brought it. So... funny story, guys.
Yeah.
While you're talking to Brandon Morrow today about, among other things, his Medtronic insulin pump,
mm-hmm.
I'm standing there 6 inches away, having handed him the microphone, realizing that's the same one my sister now has.
No kidding.
So I text my sister
okay.
while you're talking to Morrow, and she just went to the automatic mode that you guys were talking about, and he hasn't done it yet. So, the short version of this is I got advice for Brandon Morrow from my sister while you were doing that interview, and afterwards he and I talked for a couple of minutes.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Because she switched to the automatic mode earlier this week, and she doesn't feel great yet. It takes your last 6 days of glucose and averages it out.
Small sample size.
Right. Yep. So A, small sample size. B, adjustment period. So I was saying to him, maybe it's not the best idea to do it mid-season. And he
wait
said
for the All-Star break.
He might wait for the All-Star break before he goes to the automatic mode of his insulin pump.
Honest question.
Very
for,
cool.
For
people one helping people. Maybe it's, that could be that one win of difference that keeps him out of the coin flip game.
So thank my sister in Oak Park, and she said her new favorite player is Brandon Morrow. So.
And now Joe Maddon can bat Kyle Schwarber first and not have to worry about it because we found that extra win.
So we can go ahead and lose that
just
win.
Just go ahead and do that one and put that there.
He's got Zobrist there. That makes all the sense in the world. Whenever the matchup merits it in my world, that
I
makes
agree.
I love it.
The way he's swinging and hitting the
right
ball
now.
Too. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday with, or maybe it was the day before with Len. What do we have Len on Wednesday as well? Yeah, it was Wednesday. Just the defensive ability that this team has to flex anywhere. You could put Zobrist because he looks so much better, in my opinion, in the outfield than he did last year. Bryant can play right field for you. That kind of measured athleticism, that kind of meaningful athleticism is huge.
How long can they stretch out this Hayward DL stint, you think? How long can they make that work?
I'm glad you said it, because nobody's really offered that, how dangerous the lineup has been without him in it.
Well, not just the lineup, but Hayward's had that weird thing this year where a line drive right at him is confounding.
Yeah.
And that cost him a game.
It did.
Theo called it a blip. Theo said that he's the best.
He's the
best defensive right fielder in the game. It's a fluke, is what he said.
That's probably true, but it's just a weird confluence that it's happened a few times. A brief update, if I may, on my dream of taking a zip line directly from Hotel Zachary into the ballpark at 2 a.m.
What's the word on that?
Half clothed. I can now report, and I have a picture. I'll tweet it later from upstairs there. It's so doable.
Oh, my God. Well,
I thought you were going to say the opposite. I thought you were going to say it's too intimidating.
Oh, no. I'm going to die.
It looks far easier than I had even imagined.
Really? The angle's right.
Oh, the angle is remarkable from, like, the rooftop greenery on top of the hotel directly to that area behind the press box, the little outdoor patio.
Landing. Oh, yeah, behind center
landing.
Field.
Oh,
sure.
Man, that's... I could almost jump that. On a good day, I might be able to jump that.
Can you land and swing up a Mai Tai in one motion? Because that's where they sell them back there in center field.
Just let me try.
Just
try.
Just give me that chance.
Yeah.
So what's the tone in the clubhouses?
It's interesting. The White Sox, even just like White Sox brass, White Sox media, and some White Sox players, they will talk to you about the weird disconnect of what you're trying to do every day as you try to win a game, but the realities of it's okay that you lost.
Yeah.
It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Intellectually, it's no big deal. Like, that was a classic tank win or whatever the other day when Nate Jones blows the game after Renato Lopez is brilliant.
Seven and a third.
Right?
Yeah.
And yet the loss gets them theoretically closer to the top of the draft. So that always interests me, how you live your life, and obviously that's Renteria's job, but how you live your life day-to-day in baseball, knowing full well that a loss is just fine.
We talked to Matt Davidson about it, too, because even though the Sox are bad, and maybe me projecting this, the general vibe around the White Sox is good.
I agree.
Yeah.
A lot of it's what's going on in the minor leagues and looking at seeing the young talent here. It's something is still okay about the Sox.
The expectation is so low.
Yeah, and I think to a larger degree, too, having been in that clubhouse a little bit, knowing the guys that are in there, they have insulated themselves, whether it be by pure luck of the guys that have risen to the necessary level of being on the 25-man roster or construction. They have guys in there that can fight this off on a day-to-day basis.
They really do, don't they?
They do, whether it's Yolmer, whether it's Matt, whether it's Tim.
In different ways, right? The energy of Yolmer and the relentless positivity.
No doubt, man.
The stability of Abreu, just the calm stability of Abreu.
Yeah.
And then just guys like Delmonico who are thrilled to be getting a chance and playing.
And
he's pretty good.
Even a guy like Lucas who has had, a game or two of really good stuff and really struggled in others. I think he understands what it is and how to battle better than he might, and others might at that age.
And I bet this feels more comfortable to him in this atmosphere than being in Washington, heralded as a prospect with pressure on for a team that's trying to win every day.
Before I forget, quick Cubs-Sox story. that it was just something that I've noticed, and I can't necessarily say that there's particular skullduggery going on here, because for years we know it was always the socks that were consumed with the Cubs and bedeviled by the Cubs, where the Cubs didn't even really care much about the White Sox. I don't think it's really reciprocated. So I don't know if this is meaningful or not, but very recently the Cubs donated a bunch of money to Wells Park up the road here, where my son's played for 10 years, to build scoreboards on the fields.
Okay.
Part of Cubs Care, and they're solar-powered score, big, beautiful scoreboards. I also noticed that this year, for the first time, no rookie league, no T-ball team, and no coach pitch team is the White Sox. I've never seen every year in the last decade. Every year for 10 years, the kids,
young, right?
they always wanted it to be the White Sox. Uh-huh. There was always Cubs and White Sox. There are no teams that are the White Sox happening to coincide. Maybe it's causal. It's like, maybe it's coincidental.
Oh, I'm sure it is. They tried to win and were bad, and now they're trying not to win and are bad for the most part from a kid's perspective.
No,
what has there been?
I'm wondering if when the Cubs gave the money, they said, by the way, no more teams are the White Sox. The other thing, and the other thing, too.
I don't think they need to do it.
Guess what else is gone at that field? Cleveland and Atlanta. No Native American imagery.
Really? We always laughed because we had parents when I was playing Little League ball, when I was playing Babe Ruth ball.
It's the sanitizing of youth baseball.
Yep. It's the wussification of America.
That's exactly right. Light them up.
It started earlier than you think, about 15 years ago when I was playing Babe Ruth ball, or maybe even more than that, whatever it was, 13 or 14, I guess, in Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
We had a mom come through the dugout. And everybody had to get rid of their big league chew.
No.
Why? Why did
because
we have to get rid of our
drug?
Because big league chew came in a package the same way Redman tobacco
comes
in the package.
It was designed to. That's the point. Jim Bouton invented it.
That was the whole thing.
It was cut up by. Right. But even as like 13, I didn't know that.
So you guys
I didn't know that until I watched Sandlot for like the 15th time. And I was like, oh, wait. That's. I get it now.
Oh, yeah.
I see why she came through the dugout and ripped all of the big league chew out of our hands.
That's why I went for big league chew.
Over.
Yeah, because they could look like this. So you guys just started smoking.
Yeah,
right?
Just right away. Just mainlining heroin and cooking it over us.
Look at Jim Leland. We're just trying to do what that guy does.
You can cook it in the cup of a metal bat, actually, when it's hollowed out just a little bit. Just softly.
That sounds disgusting. So the last time I wrote for the Scores website, I wrote, hey, these are the Cubs you've been waiting for. It was after the 5-game win streak, right?
Right. I wrote something similar about have they seen that 500 is left in the dust early.
And then they go on the road and then they lose every game. And now they're back and they got the Marlins, but they do look like themselves again. And it of course we know it's baseball and the cycles of that, and you have to try not to give in on either end of it as you see it. I've had a lot of people come up to me recently and say, I just don't think they're going to win it all this year. And you know what I've said? Probably not.
Most teams don't.
Always bet the
29 do not.
It's very hard to do it.
And if they're one of the 12 or 13, then, 11 of the 12 do not, of the ones that could. But I wouldn't rule them out based on anything we're seeing so far. There's nothing to rule them out for me.
No, we were talking with Hanley about this yesterday during transition, that they lead the league in 10-run games. They have 7 games of scoring 10 runs or more. We were talking a lot about, where do your runs come from? Where does the actual production come from, and just how much?
And what matters?
Yeah, good teams score a lot of runs, predominantly 65 to 70%, if not more, of their runs against sub-500 teams.
Sure.
And we get this clamoring of whether it starts in Babe Ruth baseball or whatever, this save some for tomorrow, that old adage.
Right.
That's not a thing. It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. But obviously, when the good pitchers come, and this was the rap before they won, and it's certainly the rap again. Now, when the good pitchers come, look, Chili Davis and that whole mindset, that's here because of those games in September and October.
It's true, but other teams would point out, or other teams' productions, like last year's Houston Astros team that scored 708 of their 896 runs against sub-500 teams,
uh-huh.
which leaves 180-something, if I'm doing my math right in my head, which I'm assuredly not. About 180 runs against over 500 teams.
Hey, one thing.
They squeaked them out same way everybody else did. That
all you have to do is win
offense.
By one.
One thing real quick. The Red Sox, which of course I follow, are also enjoying a breath of fresh air with their new hitting coach and manager, minus Chili Davis. And you know what Alex Cora is doing? You know what he's having them do? He's having them swing early in the count against starters.
Todd Steverson.
Because it's the reversal, because no longer do you want to get to the middle of the bullpen, mm-hmm. because the middle of the bullpen is now filled with guys throwing 96, 97.
So
what he's telling them is, look, your best pitch to hit is going to be one of the first three pitches. Do not be shy. He is going away from the pitches per plate appearance mantra yep. that Theo and company established there and have established here and, of course, is all over the game. He's telling his guys, don't worry about that as much because bullpens are what they are now. It's working for them.
And it's also strikeout avoidance.
Right.
It's when you are much less likely to face wipeout stuff. When you have somebody who is just trying to establish
right.
strikes.
Even if it's Verlander, he's throwing 94 in the early innings and holding back.
It's something that started, I think, I mean, yes, obviously Alex Cora is putting it in there, but there are a number of hitting coaches in this game that have started to lean that way some, mostly from a perspective of, not in terms of what Alex is doing in over a start, but uh-huh. in per at bats. That first pitch fastball, the production on it is huge.
Right.
Because a first pitch fastball is usually one that's hittable. You know, it's, yeah. it's just a matter of fact. And if you're swinging on it, you're making contact on it. If we've got the production rates, you're not striking out on that particular pitch. There are hitting coaches who like the deep count idea and like staying competitive in the bat, but dude, don't miss your pitch.
Right.
And that first one might be it.
And it's just as baseball continues to go through its cycles, as it does back and forth, the overall philosophy might change as we go.
3 years from now, I'll have guys choking up 9 inches on bats because just that's the cycle of baseball.
Actually, we'll hitting with split hands into Cobb's Lake.
Right.
Speaks.
All right, man. Thank you, guys.
Our guests today have been Len Casper, Jason Benetti, Matt Davidson, Brandon Morrow, Jonah Carey, and that man, Matt Spiegel. We thank our engineers, Rich Wyatt, and his faithful assistant, Dan. We also thank Brian Gertsch,
the other
producers,
Dan.
Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, and the Mexicutioner, Ray Diaz. It was a fun week. We're going to have another one next week. Let's enjoy the weekend. Let's not get too stupid as these series can tend to get.
Define too stupid.
Well, I know you were...
Yeah, I'm going to go find some stupid.
I have a feeling tonight's going to get a little stupid. Well, have a wonderful rest of the afternoon and enjoy Cubs baseball on the Score. And this segment has been brought to you by Fogo de Chão. Celebrate dad, your grad, or those closest to you with the fresh flavors of weekend Brazilian brunch. Now at Fogo de Chão in Chicago, Rosemont, and Naperville.
It's time to get off the fence and pick a side. White Sox.
And the White Sox have won the World Series.
Or Cubs.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The Crosstown Series is back with a playoff atmosphere in the middle of May. Cubs and Sox fans, listen to every game here this weekend on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Crosstown coverage on The Score is presented.
It's almost summertime. That means time outside, time with family, and time to stop by Walgreens for sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and the trusted summer essentials you need at great values. So you can get in, get out, and get back outside in no time. For every time you go outside, Walgreens has you covered with summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, select wonderful pistachios are just $5.99 each, and select Post cereal is $1.88 each. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
We all know from experience that mom never forgets. From your first steps to those nights she caught you sneaking out, she's got everything logged away. So if you somehow messed around and forgot that Mother's Day is this Sunday, how do you think mom is going to take it? Luckily for you, 1-800-Flowers has your back with an amazing offer that'll make you feel a little bit better about waiting until the last minute. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is offering up to 40% off best-selling bouquets, arrangements, and other gifts that mom is guaranteed to love. This offer is ending today, so take care of your Mother's Day needs right now. Bouquets and arrangements from 1-800-Flowers come with an impressive amount of fresh blooms that are guaranteed to make her smile. To get beautiful bouquets, arrangements, and other Mother's Day goodies up to 40% off, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio icon and enter code LOVE. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code LOVE. Hurry, offer ends today.
Remember when a cup of coffee at home put you back only a nickel? That was a long time ago, sure. But at Hills Brothers Coffee, they still believe that a great cup of coffee shouldn't cost an arm and a leg. It shouldn't take 6 words to describe, 10 minutes to make, or require a mound of whipped cream. What it should do is taste just plain good. So for a great cup of coffee at a great price, trust the always great taste of Hills Brothers Coffee. And remember, at home, it's Hills.
Dreaming of earning a college degree or a new career path? Make it a reality with over 140 different degree or certificate programs at Moraine Valley Community College. Complete your degree in as little as 2 years at their main campus in Palos Hills or one of their satellite locations in Blue Island or Tinley Park. Save thousands of dollars on the education you want and deserve. Don't take a vacation from learning this summer. Classes start May 21st. Register for a summer class today at moraine valley.edu/register. moraine valley.edu/register.
Ignite what's inside you. From building muscle to finding the best multis, get the highest quality solutions and supplements in the industry. Now buy two, get one free for a limited time at GNC. Mix and match protein, snacks, and pre-workouts. Or save on vitamins, probiotics, and fish oil. Buy two, get one free. Our premium GNC brand products go through up to 150 quality checks, so you can crush your goals with science-backed support. Hurry, buy two, get one free, end soon. GNC, live well.
Of all the ways to show her exactly how you feel, the most meaningful is with a gift from the Jared semi-annual event, May 9th through the 13th. Come discover our best prices of the season on breathtaking exclusive jewelry you'll only find at Jared, amazing Mother's Day gifts, and our stunning collection of engagement rings. The one gift that could only come from you and only be for her. Only at Jared. Pandora, Tag Heuer, Tacori, and select Movado watches excluded. Other product exclusions may apply. See Jared.com for details.
That's the sizzle of McDonald's new, hotter and juicier 100% fresh beef quarter pounder burger. Sounds good, right? Hold up. You can't hear that mouth-watering sound or taste that beefy, melty, cheesy deliciousness until you order yours, because that's when they cook it. So if you want to hear this, followed by this, hit this, and turn into McDonald's now. McDonald's new, hotter and juicier quarter pounder burgers. So good, they'll leave you speechless.
Hotter and juicier compared to prior quarter pound beef patty. Available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh, yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Oh, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All of your service needs.
And now, WSCR 670 The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network exclusively present the BBVA Compass Pregame Show. Presented to you in part by ExxonMobil, the Village of Bedford Park, AZEC Building Products, Hills Brothers Coffee, Insure on the Spot, Grand Appliance and TV, Funkaway, Menards, Plumbers 911 Chicago.com, Supercuts, 877 Cars for Kids, and Old Dominion Freightline. And now, your host, Zach Zaidman.
It's been 21 years since interleague play was introduced, so while the mystique that used to exist when the Cubs and White Sox first started playing one another might no longer be there, boy, this series is never considered ordinary. Any moment between these two could be the moment. Good afternoon from Wrigley Field. Zach Zaidman, delighted to have you with us. The Cubs feeling good entering the 2018 version of the Crosstown Classic. They scored 31 runs in three games to sweep the Marlins coming in. Joined now by Ron Coomer. And Coom, it looks like in addition to taking on one another, perhaps the Cubs and White Sox will also be battling the weather today.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, we've had some really nice weather here in the Chicagoland area, and then Mr. Fall showed up, and it seems like we should be putting pads on instead of playing baseball, but it is what it is. It's Chicago in May. There's a good sign. The tarp is getting rolled off the field, and they're putting Diamond Dry on the infield, so that's a positive. Hopefully we'll continue with dry weather, and we'll be able to just start on time.
It'll be Tyler Chatwood and Carson Fulmer on the mound in this one. The wind currently blowing in at nearly 20 miles per hour. The keys to the game, sponsored by Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicagoland's go-to waste solutions provider, LRSRecycles.com, and by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. In the series against Miami, the wind essentially was blowing out, so Powerball was essentially the type of ball that helped the Cubs win that series. Going to be very different, at least to begin this series against the White Sox.
Yeah, no doubt. When you look at the flags blowing in, the middle of the diamond, right center, the ball's really going to die. As we know, the ball can still carry and get out of here to straight left. So that's what, you know, if you're going to see home runs, it's probably going to be in that direction or straight down the line and right. But keys to the game today, you're looking at a ball game where Fulmer gave up four home runs in his last start against the Minnesota Twins. He had issues throwing the ball in the middle of the plate in very, very hittable spots, and that's part of the issue for him is just command in the zone and throwing too many strikes, good hittable strikes. For Chatwood, he also has command issues at times with that fastball. Chatwood has been able to pitch out of those problems and issues for most of this season. The last game, the walks caught up with him a little bit. Hopefully today for Chatwood, he can, you know, just have a little bit better command of that fastball. If he does, he is really tough to hit.
The other thing that I want to quickly hit on, and Joe Maddon mentioned this after the sweep over the Marlins, it wasn't just the fact that the Cubs were able to knock the ball out of the yard and they hit home runs with men on base, but he says the key to being successfully consistent throughout the course of the year is being able to bring men home on an out, to do the little things that you need to do to win ball games.
We talk about that all the time here in the broadcast, as you know, Zach. You have to be a well-rounded hitter here in Chicago, especially here at Wrigley, with the way the wind blows. Today, you know, one run is a big deal, right? You got to drive in those runs in situational hit. The last 3 days with the wind blowing out, you know, just playing for one run, probably not the thing to do. So being well-rounded and understanding your game as a Cubs hitter is very, very important. And also, to me, that is playing playoff baseball. That's really what you're talking about, is games in October when the pitching is really good. You know, that's the way you got to play.
Coom, thank you. Coming up next, Len Casper has the latest on the Cubs' arms with pitching coach Jim Hickey on The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Cubs talk on your ride home, 1 to 6 with McNeil and Parkins on 670.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
We all know from experience that mom never forgets. From your first steps to those nights she caught you sneaking out, she's got everything logged away. So if you somehow messed around and forgot that Mother's Day is this Sunday, how do you think mom is going to take it? Luckily for you, 1-800-Flowers has your back with an amazing offer that'll make you feel a little bit better about waiting until the last minute. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is offering up to 40% off best-selling bouquets, arrangements, and other gifts that mom is guaranteed to love. This offer is ending today, so take care of your Mother's Day needs right now. Bouquets and arrangements from 1-800-Flowers come with an impressive amount of fresh blooms that are guaranteed to make her smile. To get beautiful bouquets, arrangements, and other Mother's Day goodies up to 40% off, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio icon and enter code LOVE. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code LOVE. Hurry, offer ends today.
Of all the ways to show her exactly how you feel, the most meaningful is with a gift from the Jared semi-annual event, May 9th through the 13th. Come discover our best prices of the season on breathtaking exclusive jewelry you'll only find at Jared. Amazing Mother's Day gifts and our stunning collection of engagement rings. The one gift that could only come from you and only be for her. Only at Jared. Pandora, Tag Heuer, Tacori, and select Movado watches excluded. Other product exclusions may apply. See Jared.com for details.
All stolen bases by the Cubs are sponsored by Sprint. Switch to Sprint, slide into Sprint.com to learn more. The Cubs hosting the White Sox first pitch scheduled for 1:20. Cubs pitching coach Jim Hickey grew up in Chicago, so today's a special day for him, his first game as part of the Crosstown Classic. Here's Len Casper.
Zach, thank you. Let's take your big league pitching coach hat off for a second and go back to 10-year-old Jim Hickey. Could you have imagined the White Sox and Cubs matching up in the middle of May? We've talked about interleague play before, but it is pretty cool that the two Chicago teams get to meet up a few times.
It is really cool, and had that happened when I was 10 years old, I would have been a Cub fan for sure. Maybe a little bit later in my teen years, I might have rooted for the White Sox, but what an event for the city.
Are you getting a few more calls for tickets and some interest family and friend-wise this weekend?
Actually, not so much. A little bit surprising. I think the Mother's Day weekend may have kept some of them busy at home, but, and the weather also, but I'm expecting it to heat up here.
All right, let's talk some baseball. Where are the hot spots in this White Sox lineup? They've got some hot hitters right now.
You know, they're very similar to what they've been for a number of years. They beat you with a home run, the big home run, and if you can keep that baseball from going out of the ballpark, you have a good chance to win the game. But they do have some very interesting players.
Jose Abreu is obviously a guy who's kind of been in the middle of that lineup for many years, and you've seen him a fair amount in the American League. What does he do best other than hit the ball out of the park?
Well, he'll take his walks. He doesn't strike out a whole ton, and he hits the ball, hits the off-speed pitch well, pulls the fastball, takes the off-speed pitch the other way. He's just a very, very accomplished hitter. Very, what's the word I'm looking for? Obviously, he's very experienced, but, you know, all of the experience in Cuba, too, I think, really lends himself to handling the breaking ball like he does.
Should be a fun series. Go get him.
All righty.
That's Jim Hickey. Back upstairs to you, Zach.
Len, thank you. Limited tickets are still available for Sunday's series finale with the White Sox. Get your tickets now at Cubs.com. Coming up, the injury report as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show. Hashtag We Are Mobile on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
For exclusive Cub content, game previews and recaps, stats and more, go to 670thescore.com/Cubs.
Unilock.
When was the last time you looked at your driveway and just loved it? Unilock offers stunning design options that are guaranteed to last. From modern looks to historic cobblestone, discerning homeowners turn to Unilock. Visit the Unilock website to learn more.
April showers bring May flowers and baseball season, but also flooded basements? When flood disaster strikes, contact Aloha Restoration to get bone dry in no time. Unlike other restoration services, Aloha is full service and restores your home to pre-disaster condition with you from start to finish. Aloha Restoration is a proud part of the Lake County community and honorable mention winners of the Better Business Bureau 2017 Torch Award for Ethics. Aloha repairs all mold, fire, and water damage in Barrington, Schaumburg, Mundelein, Gurnee, Grays Lake, and all of Lake County. Visit AlohaRestores.com.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. Lattes, ping pong, a developer headquarters had everything, but their mobile sales force had nothing. So CDW orchestrated a mobility solution using the Lenovo Yoga 370 2-in-1 with Intel Core i7 processors featuring large sharp displays and four flexible modes to work, present, create, and connect. Powerful portability by Lenovo, IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/Lenovo. CDW, people who get it.
Get a $15 bonus coupon for every $100 you spend on gift cards, up to $45 at Mario Tricocci Hair Salons and Day Spas, online or in salon.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
BioFreeze, the number one professionally recommended pain reliever, is what the Cubs use to overcome sore muscles and stiffness as they take the field. BioFreeze battles the pain, providing fast-acting, long-lasting relief to set the Cubs up for the W. Cool the pain with BioFreeze, now available at all Walgreens stores.
You know, the Crosstown Classic's a big deal when you look down on the field from the home radio booth and you see Kiss frontman Gene Simmons and Shannon Tweed. Yeah, all the stars coming out to watch the Cubs and the White Sox play today at Wrigley. First pitch scheduled for 1:20. Let's take 10 seconds for station identification. On the Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Molly here. This is where the Cubs play. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago.
Zach Zabin with you here at Wrigley Field. Cubs getting set to host the White Sox game one of this three-game series here at Wrigley Field. First pitch scheduled for 1:20. Who's Hot and Cold? Sponsored by Plumbers911Chicago.com. Go to Plumbers911Chicago.com where a licensed, dependable plumbing expert is ready to answer your call. Chris Bryant is hot. He's 5-for-10 during the homestand. 2 homers, 4 RBIs, 2 doubles, and 7 runs scored. The Cold? We'll go with Ben Zobrist. He's 2-for-8 this homestand. Zobrist in the leadoff spot, though. But overall, over his last 11 games, he's hitting better than .300, so it's not really that much of a cold streak. The injury report is sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. Through it all, no Jason Hayward, no Yu Darvish during this series. Both remain on the DL. Hayward, a concussion. Darvish, the flu. Both eligible to come off the DL Monday for that makeup game against the Atlanta Braves here at Wrigley Field. The business of baseball is sponsored by RSM, a global team of audit, tax, and consulting advisors focused on the middle market. Visit rsmus.com and experience the power of being understood. How about this? Red Sox pitcher David Price says video games are not the reason he has carpal tunnel syndrome, but he's going to avoid playing the popular video game Fortnite to avoid any distractions that it may cause. He has not pitched since May 3rd. Price signed a 7-year, $215 million contract 3 years ago. When we come back, Kyle Schwarber on this series, part of our Cubs conversation. The Crosstown series is presented by Xfinity on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Your ride home from work is so much more fun talking Cubs baseball. Join us, McNeil and Parkins, 1-6 on the Score.
Hey, baseball fans, it's game time. Keep up with your favorite team on a new smartphone from Verizon, America's best network. Stop by your local store today to score big with Verizon.
When it comes to hiring, you don't